Welcome to the Health Story Collaborative podcast. By collecting, honoring, and sharing stories of illness and healing, Health Story Collaborative strives to keep the patient voice alive in healthcare. We believe that stories have the power to transform and to heal. By harnessing the healing power of stories, our goal is to empower individuals and families facing health challenges and to make the process of navigating illness less isolating. Our stories are a celebration of our shared humanity and of hope, resiliency, and dignity. Today's story features Tehran, a physician himself, who shares his perspective on what it's like to have a spouse with a terminal illness and on the unique challenges of parenting in this context. In our last segment, we heard from Marie, Tehran's wife, who died of metastatic colorectal cancer in December of 2016. Both Marie and Tehran's stories were recorded in 2010, 3 years after Marie was diagnosed. Initially, Marie and Tehran were optimistic about beating the disease, and they set out on a medical journey involving surgery and chemotherapy, envisioning a happy ending with a cure. This was not to be. Ultimately, Marie developed metastatic, incurable cancer and lived for many years on a maintenance regimen of chemotherapy every 2 weeks. This required Marie, Tehran, and their two boys to find a new normal. Let's listen.
The hardest thing over time, I think, has been sort of the relentless nature of this particular illness and the sort of ups and downs of hope. Like, okay, this is cured, or we're pretty sure this is cured. And then it comes back. And we have a really successful intervention, a surgery or chemo, and, you know, we're pretty sure it's cured. And it comes back. And each time it comes back, it's a little worse. Each time, it sort of feels like 95% of the time things should go well, but we're in the 5% that didn't work out. That's been difficult. There was another point that was very difficult. And that point was the transition when Marie's medical team changed their objective from, we're going to cure you, to, we're going to help you live as long and as comfortably as possible. That was really hard. It requires us to establish a new normal. We have always been very different. I think technically I'm not a relationship type of person, or that's much more of a struggle for me. She is incredibly talented and focused on people and people interactions. Our challenge has always been bringing things together and acting as a team. And especially recently, that's become a little bit less of a challenge because we're very focused on kind of achieving a common goal, trying to find the best way to live with this disease, which is now a really kind of a chronic illness. Marie's illness has really forced a different attitude and mood in our household. It's considerably more cooperative, in part because I find that I want to and need to take a lot more interest in what she's doing and what the kids are doing, because I need to know. We've come to the realization that we're going to have to take a couple of different tracks here, one of which is we work for and hope for the best possible result, and we prepare for the worst possible result. And that is me being a single parent in the fairly near term. You know, Marie's got this plan, which I completely agree with, about learning all the things that she's doing in the background that I don't know. Learn what the kids' programs are, specifics, like where do they go, when, who takes them, all the sort of logistical details of planning. I don't even know how playdates get organized, really. Okay, so I'm organizing playdates now, trying to look and make sure that the activities for the weekend are scheduled out and each kid has at least one thing that's really fun for them. Marie has in the past done all of that. And my sort of responsibilities in the family have been very different. Work, money, house, what seemed like a normal division of labor. And what we're trying to do is sort of stop the division of labor. And that has drawn us closer together in some ways, but it's really hard for me and it frustrates her. To date, I haven't spent much time kind of saying, this is unfair, or why me, or why us. I don't know why it happened. Some cells went bad. But there's no bigger context for me. It's like, okay, here we are. How do I put the left foot in front of the right foot today?
Taran is a wonderfully practical guy and one who's impressively balanced and sensitive as well. His perspective as a spouse is valuable. As he wisely points out, living with metastatic cancer can be relentless, and it requires establishing a new normal in relationships. Instead of feeling sorry for himself and his family, he decided to focus on what could be done. And as he so eloquently put it, he had to learn to live on two different tracks. On the one hand, hoping for and working for the best possible treatment result, and on the other hand, preparing for the worst possible result. In this case, losing Marie and becoming a single parent. Listen to our last segment to hear directly from Marie. Thank you for listening and for joining our community of Health Story Exchanges. If you're interested in telling your story or learning more about Health Story Collaborative, visit our website at www.healthstorycollaborative.org.